By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Democrats formally made Joe Biden the presidential nominee Tuesday night, and Biden's wife, Jill Biden, made a personal pitch to voters to support her husband, saying the U.S. needs leadership worthy of the country. Jill Biden also said her husband can bring the country together and move it forward. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, a prominent Republican, said he endorsed Biden because of the values they share. He said Biden will restore the country's moral authority. Former President Bill Clinton doled out some stark criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus crisis as he made a case for voters to support Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris in the November election. Senator Harris will accept the Democratic Party's vice presidential nomination Wednesday evening at the Democratic National Convention. Harris will be the first black woman and first Asian American woman named to a major party presidential ticket as the running mate of Biden, who accepts the party's nomination on Thursday night. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, Mr. Trump is expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, that is voanews.com. The Malian soldiers who forced President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to resign in a coup said Wednesday that social and political tensions has undermined the proper functioning of the country for quite some time. We'll have more on that story throughout the day. As always, for additional news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.